Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Coach Cody podcast. And today I have a special guest with me, which is a client. His name is Titus. And I just wanted to have him come on here and share his journey, his fitness journey, along with like his mental health journey and how that, how exercise fitness has helped him there, along with, you know, other modalities of things like that has helped him along his journey. So, Titus, what's up? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So like Cody said, I'm Titus. I've been working with him now, been about 8 months. started in August, and shortly after starting, ended up in the hospital with an ulcer, and was still recovering from having the third surgery on my dominant arm in the last 3 years. I started my fitness journey before, I guess this time around, really, before signing up with you in January of 23. At the time, I was really depressed and was about 2 months out from actually being hospitalized for my depression, and just was really lost and didn't really know what to do, didn't know what direction I was going with my life. I wasn't even sure I wanted to continue the career that I had, and was doing a lot of soul searching at the time. And so I just decided I was gonna give myself a good 30 days to work out and to push myself. And if after that 30 days I felt like I wasn't seeing any progress, then I gave myself permission to not necessarily walk away, but not be as strict about it and as religious about it and doing something every single day. And by, I would say, like January 20th, maybe 23rd, I went in to visit my wife at work, and her employees noticed that I had lost some weight. That really just kind of kick-started it from there. Like, I noticed that I was losing weight. My clothes were fitting better. My wife, same thing. But it was kind of like really threw, I guess, fuel on the flames at that point, having strangers notice that I've lost weight. So that really just kind of changed my motivation into overdrive. And through the motivation, I was able to kind of set up my consistency, and that kind of kept me going. I wouldn't really say that I was super disciplined about anything until I signed up with you. And I think that comes with the accountability part of things. Also, money's a motivator too. You know, nobody wants to feel like they're wasting. So the accountability was something that I needed, not just for myself, but for the outside aspect of it. And money was part of it also. I didn't want to feel like I was wasting my money when I signed up for coaching. So I, at that point, decided, okay, we're going to do this. And we've been doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, you've been very consistent, you know, even though you ended up in the hospital, like a week later, you did like your check-in photos from the hospital, which normally, you know, people would just use that, you know, and just be like, well, you know, I'm in the hospital, but you full on just did your check-in still in the hospital. So that's when I knew, I was like, all right, this guy's serious.
I didn't want to be that client either. So just kind of all around being just trying to be more responsible, I guess, or more responsible is the best word, but just accountable. That's what I'm looking for. I was just trying to be accountable all the way around.
So, like, what do you feel like when you were super depressed, almost hospitalized, what was going through your head that made you think, like, let's try fitness and see if that helps? And
No, I was hospitalized. So I spent Thanksgiving of 2022 in the hospital. A little bit of background, like leading up to that, was having a lot of issues at work with my supervisor that I had, and things just weren't that. They weren't really getting resolved, and in the midst of that, I went through a medication change with my depression meds, and what I got changed to actually made my depression symptoms worse. And so it just kind of was a culminating factor of everything that kind of kickstarted with the things that were happening at work. And I ended up quitting my job on the 22nd, and that year, maybe Thanksgiving was on the 24th, but by the time I left work that day, I went across the street to the hospital, and my wife checked me into the hospital, and it was what I needed. It was the worst time of my life, definitely. But it was what I needed. And I know it wasn't easy for her to leave me there. But the one thing that sticks out in my mind about that night was I had stopped in front of the ER doors, and was really starting to panic at that point, and she's, what's going on? And I said, I don't want to stay. They're going to keep me here, and I don't want to stay. And Aaron said, they are going to keep you, but you need help right now, and you need help that I can't give you. And that was something that I needed to hear. As difficult as it was for me to hear from my wife that she couldn't give me the help I needed, it was also exactly what I needed. So going through that whole experience, I guess that's really what started my not necessarily healing journey as far as depression goes, but really started the journey to give me the tools to start putting it all together. Because at that point, I had been in therapy for a couple of years. And was using some of my tools for my depression and anxiety, but didn't really kind of put multiple things together. So it was a very traumatic experience, but I wouldn't say that I would do it again, but it shaped everything of where I'm at right now. And so I'm thankful for it, as difficult as it was at the time. But going back to answer your question, I growing up my entire life, physical activity, whether it was a sports or conditioning, weightlifting for upcoming seasons, whatever it was, I always knew that I felt better after working out. And so back in January, I was just, I was tired of gaining weight. I had, at that point, I think it was like 5 months post-op top surgery. And so I was also really depressed and angry about that, the fact that I felt like I couldn't be happy about something that was so important for me. And I just decided, like, you know what? I'm gonna do this, and I'm just tired of feeling this way. I'm gonna start getting control of things. And so I started with just cardio. I would do just cardio for 30 minutes a day, and then when cardio wasn't enough and I felt like I needed more physical activity, I brought out my old Bowflex. Shout out to Bowflex.
Hell yeah. That got me through COVID,
See, so it
yeah.
kind of got me back into my old mechanics and being able to put things back in place for weightlifting and the received a settlement check for a car accident from years ago, so I used part of that to be able to buy my own gym. So I was fortunate enough that I could set myself up at home, and it really kept building from I was at first start, I guess, chasing the high of the endorphins and the dopamine afterwards. So I maybe not the healthiest way to get my fitness back, but I think there's a fine line, and there's a balance in everything, and everything in moderation. So I think I was
Yeah,
lucky to be able to find that.
I think it's the healthiest way to get a, some endorphins or dopamine hit. Only other way I know of is, either purchasing large things and, ruining your financial status or like drugs. So exercise is, a good balance, I feel.
Yeah, I'll definitely do the
So
exercise over anything else.
yeah.
I think my wife would appreciate the exercise over the purchasing large things too.
Yeah. There's still a little room for that sometimes, but not to the point where you're just bankrupting yourself.
Exactly.
So at what point, like, do you feel like it was helping you? And I know you also struggle with anxiety and you have undergone some kind of, different treatments that other people might not have heard of. And I like to kind of like I've done ketamine treatments before. And I feel like just like with, exercise, sometimes there's phases of things. And like, I think sometimes there's, I mean, not necessarily phases, but new things that pop up in the mental health space to try. And, you've done something that I hadn't really previously heard of. So I don't know if you're open to sharing your experience with that, just in case anyone else wants to try that.
So I ended up going back to my old meds that I was on before I was hospitalized. I did also do some genetic testing, and I know that's not always available to everybody as well. But if that's an option for somebody, I highly recommend that because it'll tell you what medications are beneficial for you and how your body metabolizes those. So I found out that the medication that I got switched to when I was hospitalized was a medication that was indeed gonna make my symptoms a lot fucking worse. And so I went back to my old meds. Things are good. But I did also do something called TMS, which is transcranial magnetic therapy or magnetic stimulation. And it's similar to ECT, if anybody's ever heard of that. If you haven't, ECT is what you think of in the psych hospitals where they're putting electrodes on your brain and shocking the shit out of your brain. And the goal of ECT is to induce a seizure. And basically, that seizure allows your brain to reset its neural pathways down, allows you to deal with whatever symptoms you're dealing with. Generally, ECT is more for like schizophrenia, like severe schizophrenia, PPD, and TMS on the other side of it, is like the exact opposite. So they don't want to induce a seizure, and if they do induce a seizure, they send you off to the hospital, because that's definitely not the goal. They need to make sure that physically you're okay. So there, there's risks to it, like to every treatment, but the risks of having a seizure from TMS are so incredibly low that for me, I was like, yes, absolutely, sign me up. I'm gonna do this. And so TMS is a treatment that is anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the first time. Some people only need one round of TMS, and that allows their brain to recreate their neural pathways. It allows your brain to kind of destimulize itself, so that right now, or while I was before I went to TMS, all my brain was really recognizing and firing towards were the depression stimulators and my anxiety stimulators. And for me, my anxiety drives my depression. So when my anxiety starts spiking, I know if I don't get control of it, my depression is going to start going right after that. And so I went to TMS the first time around. It was 7 weeks for me. And to start with TMS, you go through a mapping process, and they bring you in and they set up the electrode. And they fire the magnet, and they're just looking for it. Like literally just your hand kind of hangs like this, and they're just looking for your fingers to just do even that. And when your fingers stop twitching, that's where your motor threshold is, and that's kind of where they want to end your treatment. And so you ramp up to that, and it after the mapping, the place that I went to kind of gives you a freebie session, and they'll give you a treatment after your mapping session, so you kind of expect or know what to expect coming forward or going forward. And the first time I went through TMS and had my mapping, I was driving home and almost had an anxiety attack, because for the first time in, at that point, it was like about 18 months, my brain was quiet, and I drove home in silence. I didn't need the radio to distract me from anything that was going on. It was crazy for me, because for the first time in 18 months, I was clear-headed. Like, I didn't have this overwhelming feeling of impending doom, like all the time. And so at that point, I was like, okay, like I'm gonna do this. Like I'm gonna do this, and I'm finishing this. Like, because if I feel even half as better, let's say half, I feel like just half the amount, or improve half the amount of, that I've been feeling like now, even if it's not my overall goal, like I'll fucking take that. Because I just didn't want, I didn't want to be depressed anymore. I was so tired of living in that cycle. I just like that enough. And so I, every day, Monday through Friday, I went for 7 weeks. By the end of it, it was May of last year. At least I had just gotten a little job, and things at that point, it was for the first time in almost 2 years. Things were like really looking up, like all the way around. And I kept riding that high until I started feeling, I wasn't feeling like my depression symptoms were creeping back in, but I could tell that my anxiety was starting to amp up. The holidays are a rough time of year for us. We've had a lot of death in our family between my wife and I, starting a couple weeks before Thanksgiving time, going through like March. So for us, it's a pretty rough period of time aside from like your typical winter blues. So I decided to reach out to my therapist and asked if we could talk about getting back on my med provider's schedule to either do a med change, like not necessarily change completely, but I was looking at possibly increasing my anxiety meds, or doing a different med. And at that point, it was about for the almost first time in 2 years that things were like really looking up for me, like on the up and up. And then, so the winter blues kind of really hits hard, a lot harder for us. We've got a lot of death around the winter time, starting a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, going through into like March time. And so I felt my anxiety increasing. And so I had reached out to my therapist to see if we could talk to my med provider about scheduling an appointment to share a possibly increasing anxiety meds or changing anxiety meds, because I didn't want to change my antidepressant again. I already learned that lesson. My med provider met with me sooner, and so we talked about another round of TMS. And I ultimately said, let's do it, because we're either gonna do a med change or do TMS. And I opted for TMS again because I knew that TMS had worked in the past. And so I went through another round. This time was, I think it was about 7 weeks again, and had much better results the second time around. And some people just need that second round. But TMS also is not meant to be a permanent fix for depression. It's meant to help your brain be able to reestablish the neural pathways to the other parts of your brain that feel and allow you to recognize other emotions other than just your anxiety or depression. And I personally can't talk enough about TMS. I think everybody, if it's available to them, should look into it if you're having issues with anxiety and depression. It right now also does help with smoking cessation. It's only, unless things have changed in the last few months, which is very possible, the last I knew, it was only FDA approved to treat depression. But they also hit the anxiety centers of your brain too, knowing that anxiety and depression are very much linked. It helps with smoking cessation. It helps with eating disorders, because after TMS, it also fires the parts of your brain that stimulate hunger. So I always left TMS hungry. Our place always sent us home with a little snack and a little drink, so that was nice. So if anybody ever does TMS, and your place doesn't offer snacks and drinks, take something with you. It's not like smoking weed, like you're, oh my god, I got all the munchies, but afterwards you're like, dude, hungry now, late. So
Yeah. It's like a post-workout kind of hungry.
exactly. And it does also help with nerve pain and insomnia. So I just had a whole lot of benefits all the way around for me, because I also have Ehlers-Danlos, which is a connective tissue disorder. And so a lot of Ehlers-Danlos patients have issues with chronic pain. And in a nutshell, Ehlers-Danlos, the type that I have, there's 11 different types, and I have the hypermobile type. So basically my connective tissue, so my ligaments and tendons are always stretched out. And so very flexible. Hypermobility is the double jointed people that you would think of. And so we're prone to a lot of dislocations, a lot of soft tissue damage. I know growing up I had a lot of sprained ankles. I don't think I ever broke a bone until I was actually in college, and it wasn't even my fault. So I got a lot of benefits from TMS just kind of all the way around. And so it's just one of those things that I personally, like I said, I can't talk enough about. Highly recommend TMS for people. And I know that you talked about ketamine too. That was one of the things that my provider and I, my provider and I talked about. But ketamine treatment is one of those things that insurance really rarely covers unless you've got like pretty good coverage. And in my case, it wasn't covered. And so I also opted for TMS over ketamine treatments. But for some people, ketamine can put you on your butt for like 24 to 48 hours, depending on how your body metabolizes that too. So that was one of the decisions for me. Because with TMS, I didn't
I would
know you
say
don't
it.
have that recovery period.
Yeah, like ketamine, you have to have like a whole day where you can just chill and not do much, depending, on the dose. Like it comes to a point, like if I were to do ketamine now, I'm just like, I don't have the time for that. That's like a whole day. That's not happening. So, that's where TMS would definitely, like, coming out of it not feeling like shit is a plus. Like ketamine, you feel shitty. Like nausea and just it's not fun. It's like coming out of anesthesia, So,
And that, So TMS, the worst thing that I experienced as far as a side effect was just a slight headache that for me was gone before I got home. And my drive home was like 20 minutes from my place. And I
It's not
wouldn't even
bad.
say it was a headache per se. It was just more like a pressure. And just it was uncomfortable. Like I didn't even need to take Tylenol or ibuprofen or anything for it. And then by the end of treatment, I was fine. I didn't have any headaches when I left. TMS saved my life. I can definitely say that. Aside from me putting in the work in therapy and making sure that I was also advocating for myself, I can definitely say that TMS definitely saved.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. So, yeah, anyone out there struggling with anxiety or depression, definitely give it a try. I looked into it as well. We chat a little bit about it, but they want you to start out like 5 days a week. And if you have a
And
large
that's,
copay, it's not always financially doable. But.
So my copay was, the first time I went through it, my copay was only $20 a session. So that was very doable, but I at the time was under my wife's insurance, because I wasn't working. So It really depends on your coach. It was the second time I went through it. It was $50 a session, and so I had to set up a payment plan for the second time around. Like I, there was no way. So definitely ask about all of your financial options for anybody that is looking into it. And but it is also a time commitment. That it is. It's you're not having to commit your entire day. It's about an hour out of your day, but it is every day. It's Monday through Friday.
How many weeks is that every day? Do you know?
So it's usually a minimum of 6 weeks,
Okay.
and 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how well you respond. And I probably could have stopped at the 6 week mark, but I decided to, because about halfway through, they'll do a remapping just to make sure that things are still going as well as they should. If they need to make any adjustments to the coil placement, they will. And it's like literally just millimeters, if that, that they're moving things. But they also added in treatment for specifically for anxiety, because my anxiety scores were not responding as quickly as my depression scores were. And so, second time around, my PHQ-9, which talks about your depression, or anybody that doesn't know that, started off at a 21, and by the time I was done, was at a 2. And then my GAD-7, which is your anxiety score, started off at an 18, and then also dropped down to a 2 by the time I was done. So they take your scores just about every 2 weeks while you're going through treatment to see how you're doing. And my place just printed out a graph for me so that I could see, like, physically my scores were dropping, rather than them just saying, this was your number when you started, this is what it is now. So for me, it was a lot more beneficial to also see the physical data than just hear it. I knew that I was feeling better and my depression and anxiety was going down, but it was good to also see it.
That's awesome. Like, yeah, to be able to actually see that type of progress. Yeah, and that's a huge difference from an 18 to a 2. Like, I feel like when I think about that, I'm like, I don't even know if I'm capable of a 2 like
And that,
ever.
dude, that's what I thought. Like, honestly, I was like, there's no way. Like, and I was cool with even just getting down to like maybe a 10, 9 or 10, but I never thought that I would be down to a 2.
Yeah.
Like, I always had and still do deal with raging anxiety. Granted, it is not as bad as it was before TMS. It's easier for me now to recognize for sure that today was a higher anxiety day, or not as much anxiety today. It's crazy to be much more aware of that.
Yeah, that's a big difference. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna maybe reconsider here. So as far as fitness goes, so you have some pretty big goals, coming up. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
So I am competing in summer shredding. Last show in Houston, so September 13th and 14th. We are 21 weeks out now, so almost getting down to the nitty-gritty, where my birthday next Sunday is going to be my last kind of hurrah. So I'm also mentally preparing myself for no more eating out until coach says. But I'm excited. It's crazy to for me to think about how much my body has changed in the last 8 months. Like, I never thought that I would have biceps. I never thought that I would have pecs. Like, I've got back. Like, it's crazy. Like, my quads are coming in. Just because of sports, I've always kind of had fairly strong legs, but I can see my quad definition, like my calves. So it's crazy to me. It's just insane. Like, so
Yeah.
thank you for that. Like, I never would have been
No, I
able
mean,
to get this far without having the tools for that. So.
well, you definitely put in the work, which is most of the battle. So, it's one of those, like, sometimes, and you can just tell, who's in it and who's driven. And, like I said, that was definitely something I noticed right off the bat, from that hospital room check-in. So I think because of that was like one reason I kind of like brought it up to be like, hey, so this might be something that you might be interested in, because I feel like you would, be able to push through it and step on stage. It's not necessarily about like, winning first place, of course that would be awesome, but just the journey in and of itself, especially, having gone through through as much as you have, especially within the last, like how long has it been since like you were hospitalized to now?
It's been, I can find out the exact amount of time. So it's been a little bit over a year.
Okay, so not
It
much,
really
really.
hasn't been that long. November 22nd was the 1 year anniversary, so this. So it's almost 18 months now since I was hospitalized, until now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I tell my wife, and I've told my therapist a couple of times, like, it's crazy for me to think back, even to a year ago, where I was at this point almost done with, my first round of TMS. Was feeling like night and day compared to before, and thought I was doing really good then. And it's not that I wasn't, but still to see the progress that I've continued to make since then is still another big motivator for me. Not just physically, like, but mentally as well. It's still a big motivator for me to continue to push through and continue to advocate for myself. Because, like I said, it sucks to go through that. If sharing my story can help just one person, that's enough for me. Like, I don't know if I ever feel like they're not good enough, they're not worth anything, because everybody's worth something.
Yeah, most definitely. And you were at your lowest point. You probably never imagined to be where you're at currently. And that always like makes me think, because in those moments where like maybe you're suicidal or you're just thinking you don't want to live anymore. But then you it's like 18 months later, you're in a completely different spot, and some people don't get that chance to see that. So it's awesome, and just like, hey everyone, like just wait a second, chill, don't make any impulsive decisions. Don't make a permanent decision for a temporary
For sure.
problem.
Like,
So
and I
yeah.
always like when I was flying through it, I fucking hated when people would tell me it's gonna get better and it's gonna be okay. Like, I fucking hated when people told me that. Like, because I know it's gonna be okay at some point, but it didn't help how I was feeling in the situation, like in the moment. And I think what helped me most during that time was hearing from my wife and from my therapist and my family too that I was loved and that I was worth being around, even though I didn't feel like it. So there was a couple of times that I had had a plan in place, and I ultimately decided no because I couldn't do that to my wife. I couldn't do that to my parents. Like, I kept thinking about the aftermath, and like, it solved all of my problems, yeah. But it just creates a whole other world of problems for everybody else around me. So, it just for me, I needed to hear that. I just needed to give it one more day, to push just one more day, and so I just started taking it day by day. And now here, I can look at things like month by month, weeks out. Like it's just crazy. And it really does sound cliche, like it does get better, but like my inbox is always open for anybody. Like if you just need somebody to just listen for you to just fucking rant a bitch and just say like today fucking sucks and I fucking hate everybody and everything, like I'm here. Like, 'cause I've been there.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of inbox, do you have any socials that you would like to share where people can reach you or reach into your DMs? Unless you're like, never mind, I didn't mean that.
No, my inbox is open for people that need here and they need help. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and that's it. I'm still old school. I don't do the TikToks like the youngins. But my Facebook is Titus Cross. My Instagram is Emperor Toke. I think my profile picture on Instagram though is a bat pull symbol. So if you see the bat pull symbol, you're in the right spot.
And I'll put that down in like the description, so I'll spell it out for people to click on. Yeah, so people should follow you to continue to watch your journey, to summer shredding and all the good things ahead. But yeah, so any last words or anything that maybe I didn't ask you something that you wanted to touch on?
I mean, just take it day by day, regardless of whatever it is that you're doing. If you're starting your fitness journey over, if you're starting to take care of your mental health, or you're starting a new job, new relationship, whatever it is you're doing, just take it day by day. You don't have to be perfect every day. Just keep moving, keep going forward.
I like it. So, yeah, that is great advice. And thank you so much for coming on. We'll have to have you on again, post show, hear your thoughts and how all that went. Any advice for future competitors? Yeah, so we'll just close this out. But everyone go follow Titus on Instagram and Facebook and DM him. Just kidding. Only if you need to. And yeah, so peace out, guys. Talk to you next
Thanks.
time.